All right, this next one takes the form of a series of bad jokes. And it's just called jokes, right? It's in numbered sections, but I'm not going to read the numbered sections because I, you know, when you go to a poetry reading and the poet gets like four, and you go, oh God, it's never going to end, right? So I'm not going to do that to you or me, right? So it'll sort of be obvious where the sections are. Jokes. As the joke begins, a doe walks out of the forest, and the trees time-lapse up into the sky, and the ferns unfiddle in the sudden fog. The doe steps out of the forest and shakes her head, blocky and big-eyed. She labors into the numb bracken. The doe steps out of the forest, shakes her head, and says, God. And a pole of light breaks through the fog and pins her to a gap in the trees that she has just made. The doe steps out of the forest, shakes her head, and says, God, I'll never do that again. And the trees behind her apron a litter of bottles. Two guys lost in the woods stumble upon a giant hole in the narrative and stop their discussion about the doe that stepped out of the woods and begin tossing things down into the hole, because that's what a hole demands, after all. The center of the story, the vortex where all things come together and miss. And when they've dropped all that they can find into the hole and no sound echoes up from the bottom to fill the hollowness inside, they set off in search of something heavy enough to fill the hole with noise. And what they find is a railroad tie, and they cart it over and toss it in. Fortunately for them, just then, a goat sprints out of the brush, pumping its origami of legs, and dives into the hole. They stand bent as wet grass, looking down into the hole, hoping to find some answers to all the questions that arise from a silent hole filled with nothing and a goat. Just then, a farmer shambles up and says, in his accent ripe as rotten pears, Hey, you boys seen a goat around here? Two guys. Two different guys, mind you. The first two are still staring down into a hole in the woods and wondering about the farmer and what, if anything, they should say about the goat that dove into their lives and the hole in it. Two guys walked into a bar. The third one ducked. A duck walks into a bar, blue head gleaming, plumes the model of sun-worn asphalt, says to the bartender, Hey, you seen my brother around here? And the bartender looks at the duck for a minute, then says, Well, what he look like? Two guys, a duck, and a goat walk into a bar. Bartender says, What is this, some kind of joke? And so the farmer says, You two boys seen my goat around here? And the two guys say, Well, there was this goat just a minute ago, ran up and dove right into this hole. The duck shakes his head, smooths his plumes the color of scravel. The goat says nothing, goes on saying nothing as he falls forever down a hole. In saying nothing, the goat says all that needs to be said about a hole in the woods. And the farmer says, Nah, that weren't my goat. My goat's tied up to a railroad tie. The two guys finally find their way out of the woods and into a bar planked with pine and windows full of the small light that struggles through the trees. Two does shoulder through the frames above the bar. They turn their heads expectant in the air, their eyes dead as dice. The two guys are sick of jokes and the hole at the middle of each one, sick of the duck and his vanity, the goat who now kneels down in the corner, content to be doing anything other than falling forever down a hole. Unable to resist, one guy finally says to the other, So this doe walks out of the woods and shakes her head and says, God, I'll never do that again for $2. Nobody laughs. They order a shot and a beer and sit drinking the heart out of a bright spring day.